Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Department of Corrections announces death of inmate. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Wyoming Department of Corrections released a statement announcing the death of inmate Tana Kimber on June 8th at the Wyoming Medium Correctional Institution in Torrington, Wyoming. Kimber was convicted of aggravated assault and battery, causes injury, in Campbell County and sentenced to 4 to 8 years in the 6th Judicial District Court in Gillette, Wyoming by Judge Causey back on November 9th, 2022. She was just 7 months into her sentence. On March 3rd, 2019, Kimber tried to stab her boyfriend with a pocket knife, but he deflected it with his thumb, which caused a 1-inch cut. She also had heated oil on a pan in a kitchen and tried to throw it at him, saying that she was going to burn him. Kimber was born in Minneapolis, Minnesota on January 19th, 1969. Per Wyoming Department of Corrections policy, an autopsy will be conducted to determine the cause of death. Wyoming DOC does not release protected health information. City of Gillette to hold special meeting on Tuesday. The City of Gillette released a notice from the Public Affairs Office that a special meeting of the Gillette City Council will be held on Tuesday, June 13th, beginning at 6 p.m. in Council Chambers at Gillette City Hall. Items on the agenda include a report on the current sales tax data from Finance Director Michelle Henderson. Camplex Executive Director Aaron Lyles will discuss the upcoming 75th Annual National High School Finals Rodeo in July, as well as information from the most recent Campbell County Public Land Board meeting. There will also be an announcement about the upcoming 2023 Nuclear Energy 101 Summit taking place on June 26th at 3 p.m. at the LNH Industrial Main Building. All meetings can be viewed on GPA Cable Channel 192 and are streamed online at gillettewy.gov/GPA. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shalane.